You studied Romantic poetry, the Romantic poetry of China and the West, and you wrote a thesis on Ezra Pound.
Yes.
Can you talk about how those two things, Romanticism and Pound, have influenced your work?
When I was a university student, actually, I had a professor from the United States. His name is Bert Sturm, or Herbert Sturm, and he's a poet, and his wife is also a poet named Tam Nevu. And so I went to his class. Together with my classmates, we learned a lot from him about Romantic poetry. So we read line by line of the poets like William Blake, Wordsworth, Coleridge, Shelley, and Keats. I enjoyed his classes, but after class, he introduced me to the works of Ezra Pound. And when I was a student, that's in early 80s, I got the chance to know something about Ezra Pound. And later I found that I'm really, really interested in Pound's writing and all the things he did during his lifetime. And since Pound has, it seems that now in China, when people talk about Pound, Ezra Pound, we always focus on the relationship between Pound's interest, Pound and Chinese culture. Later I got to know that he was also interested in other cultures like Italian poet Cavalcanti and the troubadour from France. But I wrote something about his translation of Chinese poetry.
Yeah, there's a lot of there was some misunderstanding, and yet his intuition seemed to have served him very well in those translations.
He got his. I don't think he knew Chinese at that time. He got his the manuscript from Fenollosa, and but later I read that when he was arrested by the end of the Second World War. He was put into what's that?
St. Elizabeth's, the mental institution.
No, before that.
Oh, the cage in Italy.
Yeah.
Right.
So he went there with a big dictionary and two or three classical Chinese books, and he did the translation and tried to imagine a crazy man sitting in that cage and did the translation. And that's, for me, it's a picture. A very interesting picture. But at the beginning, I feel that he had lots of misunderstandings, but actually he invented something. He invented something even new to me, to a Chinese. For instance, he said that study has two wings, but actually he got that, he was inspired by the way of writing, the old way of writing of that word study. But we never understand study as something with wanes.
Yeah. You know, my mind is ping-ponging back and forth from, you know, Ezra Pound, who was born in Idaho, not far from here, and really did his work in England, and then was translating Chinese, and then in a cage in Italy, and then back to you in China, reading his translations. It's the back and forth between China and the West is really interesting, especially as seen through Pound. And it's very clear that he opened the door for modernism in the West with his interpretation of Chinese poetry. And you know, when I was in China in August for the Qinghai Festival, we also went to Xi'an, and the poets there were reading Bukowski, of all people. So to go back to China and see what parts of North American poetry have taken root and have had some effect is very interesting.
Yeah.
So can you speak a little bit to that? I'm guessing Bukowski is not widely known through Chinese poets, but can you talk about some of the poets who are from the West?
From the West or from the United States?
Well, the West. I'm especially interested in North American poetry, but speak to whatever.
Okay. First about the North American poets. In '80s, that was the time when China opened its door to the world. A scholar whose name is Zhao Yiheng, who translated a book of modern American poetry, an anthology of modern American poetry, lots of important poets were included in that book. And so the Chinese poets, actually, we are familiar with almost all the names, from Robinson to Jeffers to Eliot, T.S. Eliot, Ezra Pound, William Carlos Williams, Stevens. Later poets like Robert Lowell, Allen Ginsberg, Sylvia Plath. For instance, the poet Duo Duo is a fan of Sylvia Plath, and who else? And Duo Duo has a saying, said, "Let's catch up with the speed of translation." So all the poets at that time, not all, but almost all the poets, did a lot in reading American and Western poets. As for the Western poets, we read poems by, for instance, by W.B. Yeats, by French poets from Baudelaire to Mallarmé and Rimbaud and other poets, Paul Valéry, and then the German poets. At that time, we felt absolutely fresh facing with the Western poetry, and so I think most of the poets taught ourselves to be a modernist, at that time a modernist. Then later we got to know something about postmodernism. We worked hard. I should say we worked hard to modernize ourselves and to modernize the country,